This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. For the latest political talk in Washington, D.C. now, Democratic-led efforts to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump for an historic second time gained momentum this weekend, although it looked far from certain whether enough Republicans would back the move. He has just days left in office. Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives will introduce articles of impeachment on Monday, they say. The move comes after Trump rallied supporters on Wednesday, who then rushed the U.S. Capitol building. But other key Trump allies, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have urged Democrats to shelve any impeachment effort. Trump initially praised his supporters at the Capitol, but later condemned their violence in a video. Since losing the November 3rd election, Trump has claimed he was the victim of widespread fraud. Five people, including a Capitol police officer, died as a result of Wednesday's rioting, and dozens of people have been charged following the storming of the Capitol. Authorities are investigating the security lapse, with some lawmakers questioning whether rioters had help from inside the building after images of some police officers opening barricades and posing for selfies with the rioters. In addition to impeachment talk, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has also asked members to draft legislation aimed at invoking the Constitution's 25th Amendment, which allows for stripping the powers from a president unable to fulfill the duties of office. Democratic President-elect Joe Biden has not taken a position on Trump's impeachment, saying he will leave it to Congress to decide. Biden is due to be sworn into office on January 20th. Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, has suggested any trial would likely occur after Trump's term ends. For more on these stories from the United States, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities on Sunday located the black boxes of the jet that crashed into the sea soon after taking off from the capital, Jakarta, as body parts and pieces of the plane were retrieved. The Boeing 737-500 with 62 passengers and crew was headed on a domestic flight to Borneo on Saturday before it disappeared from radar screens 4 minutes after taking off. Israel's coronavirus vaccination campaign, the world's fastest per capita, shifted to booster shots on Sunday in a bid to protect the most vulnerable citizens by next month and ease curbs on the economy. Israelis over the age of 60, those with health problems, and medical personnel have been receiving first injections of Pfizer vaccines since December 19th. As 3 weeks have passed, they are beginning to be due for follow-up and final doses. Pope Francis urged Americans on Sunday to shun violence, seek reconciliation, and protect democratic values following the mob attack on the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of President Trump that left five people dead. I repeat that violence is self-destructive, always. Nothing is gained by violence and so much is lost, the Pope said in his Sunday address. Indonesia's checkered air safety record is again in the spotlight after that jet carrying 62 people crashed into the Java Sea. Before the crash, there had been 697 fatalities in Indonesia over the last decade, including military and private planes, making it the deadliest aviation market in the world, ahead of Russia, Iran, and Pakistan, according to Aviation Safety Network's database. A new coronavirus variant has been detected in four travelers from Brazil's Amazonas state, Japan's health ministry said Sunday. In the latest instance, the pandemic virus is evolving. A ministry official said studies were underway into the efficacy of vaccines against the new variant, which differs from highly infectious variants first found in Britain and South Africa that have driven a surge in cases. Proud of their national reputation for efficacy, Germans are growing increasingly frustrated by the slow rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine its scientists helped develop. Scarce vaccine supply, cumbersome paperwork, a lack of healthcare staff, and an aged and immobile population are hampering efforts to get early doses of a vaccine made by U.S.-based Pfizer and German partner BioNTech into the arms of its people. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.